The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good Swinskin, good morning, brothers and sisters. The hour is coming and is now here, in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Now, I've spoken on this passage, this whole passage, many times in past years. And just to give you a summary of what Jesus is saying, Jesus is now defending his actions in healing the man who was laying by the pool, the disabled man laying by the pool, by asserting his own divinity. That's what this whole passage is all about. But that one little line here, "The hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out to the resurrection of life, to the resurrection of condemnation." I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that here this morning. It's very important because it reminds us of who we really are. Very important because it reminds us of who we really are. Up until now, our lives have unfolded in two stages. Two stages. There's before we were born, and there's now after we have been born. We all come into being, we come into existence at conception. And although it's true that you are fully you before you're born, it's also true that you're not yet everything God created you to be, not until after you're born. Okay? And this is something, there's a parallel now to this in these two stages. Just as the life in the womb compares to the life that awaits us after we're born, so too do our lives now compare to the life that's awaiting us after we die. It's who we really are. It's who God created us to be. You know, if you could speak to an unborn, they would probably ask you questions. They would probably ask questions like, you know, I got some questions for you. These feet that are growing underneath me, what are they for? What do I need? And these hands that are growing right here, why do I have these things? And why do I have these eyes? And why do I need these bones? Can you answer me that? Well, the unborn can't understand because they can't imagine the physical world that awaits them that will make the purpose of all those things perfectly clear. And you and I, we have lots of questions too, don't we? We ask lots of questions. We say, why must the world be so broken? Why do I live in a world of continual frustrations, disappointments, contradictions, sufferings, hardships? And similarly, we can't understand because we can't understand the world that awaits us, in which the purification of the ego and the perfection of love that is needed to live in that blessed realm will make the purpose of all of this perfectly clear. It's the second stage. It's what you were made for. It's what's coming. You know, as a side note, we further believe in the resurrection of the body, as Jesus said right here. You won't become fully you even after you die. Not in purgatory, not in heaven, believe it or not. Not yet. St. Thomas Aquinas once said, anima non est ego. The soul is not really me. Not until that mysterious event known as the resurrection of the body, somehow, I don't know how, but that's when you're fully who God created you to be. And the same Jesus who tells us that he's God tells us this, and that is why we believe him. Just a little tiny thought for us now to keep in mind. We believe him, and that allows us to continue to pray. That allows us to continue to do penance, to uproot out of our lives all of those things that are not worthy of him, to press on in hope, and to press on in perseverance. Because he's not just leading us to a better place as we make our way through this life. He's completing his act of creation, leading us from this land of shadows into the world that he's created us to inhabit. Amen.